The new film Rock the Casbah is something like Crazy Heart meets Mad Max, a comedy about the music business in Afghanistan, with guns and guitars and girls daring to lose the veil and take a chance on becoming pop stars on the Afghan version of American Idol. The story centers on a has-been rock manager on a USO tour of Afghanistan for some quick cash, played by Bill Murray. The manager, Ricky Lands, stumbles over one fiasco after another until at the moment of his greatest desperation, Richie discovers a young Afghan girl named Salima with an amazing voice, played by Palestinian actress Leem Lubani. Is that really you?
Yes.
Wow, that's great.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I mean, you really did have a feeling in the film that you're coming upon somebody who's a real talent.
Thank you.
This is such a remarkable story. It's a great cast. What was your first impression of this project?
I read it and I fell in love with Salima, the character. I felt that she's such a courageous young girl that has a dream. And her dream is, you know, not to be famous, or she's not looking for fame or for wealth. She's basically wants to let her voice out.
You know, Bill Murray is one of the most experienced comedic actors on planet Earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's and you play a comedy team in this film.
Yep.
He's the what? You're the what? How would you describe it?
Well, Bill Murray, he's a hilarious human being, to be honest. I mean, what you see on set is basically what you see off set. But I think what's wonderful is the scenes between me and Bill, they're full of emotion. You know, Salima's not a comedian part in the film. She's basically where she brings, you know, Richie Lands, that emotional side of his. So I think that's something that I really loved about them both, about their relationship, what she brings out of him.
I must go to Kabul. Allah gave me this voice. This is his gift.
Absolutely. But why are you in my trunk?
I must honor him with my music. I must celebrate my God with my singing. I must go to Kabul.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir, but, you know, your father, family, apparently, will kill me.
Then it is Allah's will and we shall die together.
No. No, we shall not. I have no intention of dying, ever.
You see in the film these American soldiers over in Afghanistan, and they're not having a very good time, and they don't seem to be succeeding at anything particularly, and they're trying to have influence, and the Afghans there are just, like, tolerating them if they're not blowing them up with IEDs. And yet, the American influence that comes through is you singing a Cat Stevens song.
Yeah. I think I'm bring them both sides together in a way by art, nothing else. You know, no violence, no all that mess that's going up there. It just by singing, I bring two completely different thinking together by just, you know, letting my voice out. And I think that's beautiful.
Do you think it mattered to your character whether you won or lost in Afghanistan Idol?
No. I don't think so. No. I mean, for her, she won only by just singing. I mean, she knew deep down that a lot of people in Afghanistan liked that she was on stage and a girl singing. And she was an inspiration for a lot of young girls who were, you know, sitting back there and crying a little bit. You can see in the movie. I think by only that, she won a lot for her. It doesn't matter if she won the Afghan star. Just by standing there, she won.
Leem Lubani, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Leem Lubani stars opposite Bill Murray in Rock the Casbah. The film also stars Kate Hudson, Zooey Deschanel, and Bruce Willis.